Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4. The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. That's spiritually. Spiritual wealth, to become spiritually rich, you need two things: humility and reverence for God. Fear of the Lord means reverence for God. Honor, we're talking about spiritual honor now. To be honored by God, you need humility and the fear of the Lord. Life, spiritual life. If you want spiritual life, you need humility and reverence for God. Now, when you look at the world, people in the world, these are the things people are looking for: earthly riches, earthly honor, and long, physical, healthy life on earth. Now, we're not looking for earthly riches or earthly honor or long earthly life. We're looking for spiritual riches and spiritual honor and spiritual life. And that should be the difference between you and the rest of the people in the world. I'm not looking for earthly riches. God provides me enough for my need and I'm satisfied with that. I'm not looking for any earthly honor from anybody. If God honors me, that's enough. And I'm not looking for a long life, but a life that completes the will of God on earth. Jesus completed it when he was 33 and a half. He could say, I finished the work you gave me to do. And he did not want to live one single day after that, because he finished the work God gave him to do. And I want to say something to you, brothers and sisters. When you were born, God had already planned your life. And he had a specific task that he wanted to accomplish through you. Now, you didn't know that when you were born. I did not know when I was born, or for many years thereafter, what God's plan for my life was. But now that I'm 84 and I look back, I can see very clearly that God had a very specific plan for my life the day I was born, before I was born. And the only person who could frustrate and spoil that plan is me, myself. Nobody else could frustrate it. People could try, but they couldn't hinder it. But I can ruin the plan God has for my life. You can ruin the plan God has for my life. No other human being can ever spoil or destroy the plan God's made for your life. But you can ruin it by sin. You can ruin it by pride. You can ruin it by having some bitterness against somebody, by not forgiving someone. All these wretched demonic habits can prevent you from fulfilling God's plan for your life. I believe the greatest passion we should have is, Lord, before I leave this earth, I want to finish what you sent me on earth to do. If you have that desire, it doesn't matter, Lord, if people think much of me or people think less of me. Not important. Absolutely unimportant. Have I finished the work God gave me to do? Now, when you get to heaven, I believe most of us will get there, hopefully, if not all of us, and you look back over your life, I'll tell you something right now. The thing that will bring you satisfaction in heaven is if you finish the work God gave you to do. And if you didn't finish the work God gave you to do on earth because you sought something else, you wandered away, or you kept some bitterness in your heart against someone. I'll tell you this. You keep bitterness in your heart against one human being, just one, I guarantee you will not complete the work God has planned for you on earth. That will ruin everything. It's like saying, I often use, you make a beautiful chicken curry and you put one dead lizard inside it. You ruin the whole thing. And that's how the devil, who's so clever, ruins so many believers who are otherwise so gifted, so capable, and living such a good life, a beautiful chicken curry, and then he makes them put one dead lizard inside. One bit of bitterness against some human being who said something to them or did something to them or hurt them or their family in some way, and they just can't forgive that person. They can't forget it. It's there in their mind, it rankles in their mind, and who's bringing it back again and again to their mind? The devil. How to overcome it? The grace of God. With the grace of God, we can overcome anything, but God gives His grace only to the humble. And that's why it's so important to pursue humility. And all of us, I'll tell you that, I include myself, need far more humility than we already have. But along with humility is another thing here called the fear of the Lord, the reverence for God. And like I've said many times, there are two types of fear of God. One is the fear that God may hurt me. And the other is the fear that I may hurt God. Which do you have? Do you have the fear that God may hurt you in some way? Punish you, harm you, mess up something in your life? We must never have that fear. But do you have the fear that you may hurt God by something you do? By the way you speak to someone? By the thoughts you allow yourself to be thinking? That should be your prayer. Lord, I want a fear that I may hurt you in some way. I don't want to. Think if you've had a child, most of us have got children. Can you imagine the delight you'll have if a child has only one fear? I don't want to hurt my parents in any way. After all that they have done for me, I don't want to hurt them. What joy such a child will bring to your heart. Rather than a child who says, oh, if I do this, my dad will hurt me, punish me. You don't want a child who lives like that. And I'll tell you, God also doesn't want a child who is afraid, oh, if I do this, God will punish me. He wants you to have the right type of fear, the fear of the Lord. I fear that I might hurt him. Or fear can also be translated as reverence for God. I believe what's lacking in the world today is reverence for God. There's such a casual attitude even Christians have. When I see so many big so-called mega churches, the way they think that singing so many what they call praise and worship up on the stage, and most of that is just to get honor from people, how well I'm conducting this music, or so much of all that, and they imagine that they're worshiping God. They're not. They're seeking honor for themselves. They are seeking honor for their church to put on a spectacular show up there on the stage so that people will be attracted to their church. Not attracted to God. A true servant of God, whether he's a song leader or a preacher, will long that people will not see him, but will see the Lord. He wishes that he could disappear so that people's attention will be turned towards Jesus. Like John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. A man who really fears God, his greatest longing will be to decrease and decrease and decrease and decrease in the eyes of others so that Christ will be exalted. I'll tell you this, my dear brothers and sisters, if you want God to fulfill his purpose through your life, seek to become smaller in the eyes of men. Lord, make me small in the eyes of men so that they will see you and exalt you. This is reverence for God, because in heaven, you know, everybody's worshiping God. No angel, not even Michael the archangel, wants to draw any attention to himself, even though he's so gifted. Those angels have such supernatural gifts. They never want to draw attention to themselves. Fear that, dear brothers and sisters. Fear trying to draw attention to yourself for your humility. Imagine seeking honor for being known as a humble person. Can you think of anything more proud than that? When you try to seek honor to be known as a humble person or a humble brother or a humble sister, garbage. No angel in heaven is trying to show off how humble they are. It's always pointing towards the Lord. Reverence for God means I want to disappear in the eyes of men. Unfortunately, those of us who sit in the stand or sit in the pulpit, we are seen by people, but if your longing is to be seen by people, there's something wrong with you. We must want to disappear more and more so that all attention will be focused on the Lord. Reverence for God is the beginning of wisdom, the ABC of wisdom. It's like when children go to school, the teachers will tell them, there's nothing you can learn in the school if you don't learn the ABC first. You have to learn the ABC. If you haven't learned the alphabet, you're not going to learn anything in the first grade or the second grade or all the way to college. Everything is dependent on learning the ABC in the kindergarten. Otherwise, you won't learn anything. I mean, we understand that when it comes to school. You can't learn science, geography, history, nothing if you don't learn the ABC. Now, do you believe that reverence for God, the fear of the Lord, is the ABC of wisdom? That's the meaning of the beginning of wisdom. Dear brothers and sisters, learn it. Because I'll tell you this, I have met very few Christians who have really learned the ABC of wisdom, who want to be hidden so that Christ may be glorified, who want to go down that Christ may go up, who want to become small that Christ may be exalted. And they will deeply repent before God if they ever said anything or done anything to exalt themselves. Will fall on their face before God and say, Lord, have mercy on us. Boy, there I did something to exalt myself. There I thought too highly of myself. Please have mercy on me. Think often of heaven. One of my favorite meditations is heaven. How will it be like in heaven? You heard me say that, know that, how we look around for the great, so-called great men of God and there's hardly anybody there because all eyes are focused on Jesus. Here on earth, we want people to notice us, observe us and all that. In heaven, if you really want the Spirit of heaven in you, seek to point to Jesus and to be focused on Him. Say, Lord, I pray that people will not see me. I pray that people will not think highly of me. They'll always look at you and let my life be like something pointing to you. Help me, Lord, by humility and reverence for God comes true spiritual riches, true spiritual honor from God, and spiritual life. Amen.